Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and a welcome from the 45,000 dealers who serve you with Fire Chief Gasoline. The gasoline with ambulance speed, police car pickup, fire engine power, and passenger car economy. And now we present the mayor of Texaco Town, Eddie Cantor.
Thank you very much. Hello, everybody. Hello, Jimmy.
Well, Eddie, how are you coming along with your cast for Gone with the Wind?
Oh, Jimmy, I'm sorry I ever started trying to cast it. My whole family wants their favorite actor to play the part of Rhett Butler.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Well, I thought I was their favorite actor, but I'm not. Each one has her own.
Uh-huh.
I argued so much that I woke up last night shivering all over. I said to Ida, I got a chill. Get me something hot. And she said, what's Clark Gable's phone number? That's no good.
Eddie, here's a telegram from your friend David Selznick, who's producing Gone with the Wind for Pictures.
Oh, let me read it. It says, heard you casting Gone with the Wind last week, and you certainly put yourself into it. Stop. I wish you could have cast The Good Earth and put yourself into that. What?
Well, maybe he's right, Eddie.
Well, to show up Selznick now, I'll spend any amount of money to cast Gone with the Wind.
Say, listen, why not use your own people?
How do you mean?
There's a villain in the play. That's Jack Renard.
Mm-hmm.
There's a heroine in the play. That's the telephone operator.
Yep.
There's comedy in the play. That's you. And, of course, you have me.
But, Jimmy, there's no jackass in the play.
Eddie, I tell you to use your own people for Gone with the Wind.
But, Jimmy, I've got to have Southerners.
Carry me back to old Virginia. 8, 9, 10, maybe more. Carry me back to old Virginia. 11, 12, maybe more.
Jack Renard, are you crazy? What do you mean, 11, 12, maybe more?
I'm figuring out how many men it'll take to carry me back.
Get out of here. Quiet, Renard. Quiet, Renard. I'm trying to find actors.
Well, what's wrong with me? Why can't I jump into Gone with the Wind?
Jack, if you jump in, it'll be gone with the earthquake. Besides, you're not the type to play those love scenes.
But, Eddie, I rewrote one love scene to suit my character. Here, read it.
All right. It says, characters Jack Renard and Scarlett O'Hara. First scene, eating breakfast. Second scene, eating lunch. Third scene, eating dinner. Then sup. Renard, you call those love scenes?
Well, can I help it if I love to eat?
Get out of here. Go away, Renard. Jimmy,
yep. What
am I going to do?
Say, maybe this lady coming in can help you.
Yes, ma'am. What can I do for you?
Mayor Cantor, I don't like the way you are casting Gone with the Wind.
You don't like? You don't...
No, you obviously don't know what you're doing.
Well, you have no right to say that. I'm Eddie Cantor, and I read the book.
Well, I'm Margaret Mitchell, and I wrote the book.
Yep. It looks like I'm in trouble, James, but I'll cast this play even if I have to go to MGM and borrow Clark Gable.
Oh, no, that won't work, Eddie. They only loan Clark Gable for Shakespearean roles these days.
Well, that won't stop me. I'll ask for Gable in Shakespearean style. I'll call up and say, Metro Goldwyn Mayer, lend me your ears. Yeah, wait a minute. What does this man want?
Mayor Cantor.
Yes, sir.
You want to know something?
Yes, what?
Look, every Sunday night when you're on the air, everyone in the neighborhood comes to my house.
To hear my program?
No, I'm the only one in the bunch that hasn't got a radio.
Yeah. What goes on here? Jimmy, I've got to find someone to play Gone with the Wind or I'll be going to the hospital.
Mayor Cantor.
Yeah?
There's someone outside who wants to play both Red Butler and Scarlett O'Hara.
One person to play both parts? Show him it. Jimmy, the psychers must be in town. It's a half man, half woman. Look at it. Look at it.
Mayor Cantor, my name is Frank Francis. On this side, I'm a man.
And on this side, I'm a woman.
Well, this is very embarrassing.
Why embarrassing?
Why embarrassing? Because
I don't know whether to tip my hat or give you a chew of tobacco.
What
can I do? What can I do for you?
Well, I want to play Gone with the Wind.
And this half will play the woman.
Yes? And what about the other half?
Today, I am a man.
Yep, get on it. Say, maybe I can use you for both Butler and O'Hara. Tell me, how do you get along with yourself?
Oh, well, say the truth. We argue a lot.
Yeah?
You see, this half likes to go to cocktail parties. I enjoy the nip.
Yeah?
And this half likes to go to Minsky's. I enjoy a little strip.
Yep. Well, look, I don't think you'll do for Gone with the Wind.
Oh, try me out.
Yeah, give me a break, too.
All right, come here, Jimmy.
Yeah?
I want you, Jimmy. Jimmy, yeah. You play Red Butler.
Well. Isn't Mr. Wallington cute?
He's got a push like an ostrich.
What? Why? Now, Jimmy, yes? The female half will play Scarlett O'Hara. Now, you take her in your arms and kiss her. Go ahead.
Don't you dare.
Shut up. Who's playing this part?
Right. Eddie, tell me something. Do I have to do this?
Yes, Jimmy. Jimmy, you wanted to be an actor, didn't you? Now, go ahead, Jimmy. Kiss him, her, it. Go ahead. Go on. Go ahead.
Well, all right. Hey, stop.
Hey, wait a minute. After all, what are you hitting me for?
No wonder, Jimmy. You kissed the wrong half.
Oh, you got me crying for you. And as I sit here, I'm sorry, I can't believe it's true. Oh, I'll tell my mama on you. The little game that you played has made her baby all so blue. You left me in the lurch. You left me waiting at the church. Boo-hoo. That's why I'm crying for you. Someday you'll feel like I do, and you'll be boo-hoo-hooing too. Boo-hoo, it must make you feel cheap to see a big strong man break down and weep. You've got me crying for you, just like a baby cries when he wants mom to change his lullabies. And as I sit here and sigh for someone who will promise to be true, but who knows who you promise to be true to? Boo-hoo, I'll tell Walter Winchell on you. He'll write a column advising guys to stay away from you. I've stood for all I can. Look out, today I am a man. So you don't dare to treat me mean, cause you're not dealing with a Bobby Bream. That's why I'm saying to you, you naughty little flirt, you take a heart and rub it in the dirt. Someday somebody will put you in your place and ha-ha in your face, and you'll be boo-hoo-ing too.
Please, will you give me a break? If you're really casting Gone with the Wind, let me read something for you.
All right, Jimmy, I'm going to give you a chance. Here, read this and read it with feeling. Go ahead.
Okay. Sooner or later, you'll want to trade in your car for a new one. Naturally, you'll want the best trade-in allowance possible. Take a tip from automobile dealers themselves. They say regular and proper lubrication adds as much as $75 to $100 to the value of a used car. Therefore, we recommend regular lubrication with Marfac. M-A-R-F-A-K, Texaco Scientific Chassis Lubricant. Marfac is a tough, wear-resisting lubricant made from full-bodied oil. It doesn't wash out, melt out. It stands up under hardest service, even on the roughest road. It does a great lubricating job and lasts twice as long as ordinary grease. Your car rides easier and you save money. Give your car proper lubrication right now. Let your Texaco dealer check up for you. Never say grease it. Say Marfac. And get a smoother riding car, a car which may be worth as much as $100 more when you trade it in. Well, Eddie, how did you like... Say, where did that mare go to?
Hello, Mayor Cantor's office. Oh, hello, Wolfo. Say, I didn't see you at Cousin Maisie's wedding, but it's just as well you didn't come. Turned out to be a hitchhike wedding. Yeah, there was a hitch in the ceremony and the groom started hiking. Huh? What happened? Well, the groom insulted Maisie. He was looking in his pockets for the ring and Maisie says, hurry up. And he says, quiet, you dope. This is the last chance I'll have to go through my own pockets. Say, you know, I think he's just as well off not to marry Maisie. She's so jealous. Say, when they was courting, every time she seen a strange hair on his coat, he had to show her the horse. Yeah. For now, Opal, here comes the mayor.
Oh, hello, operator. Any messages for me?
Your wife, Ida, has been trying to reach you all day, and she's plenty mad.
All right, I'll talk to Ida over the microphone.
Why don't you talk to her over the telephone?
I want to talk, not listen.
Oh, so you're afraid to talk to her, huh?
Who's afraid? Me? Give me that phone. Give me that. Hello? 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 Listen, Ida, I'm a busy man. I'm casting Gone with the Wind, and I'm not to be disturbed. That's an order. And when I give an order, it's final. Well, now, operator, is that telling her, huh?
Yeah, now take your hand off the hook, and I'll connect you with her. Yeah.
Never mind. I remember now. She wants me to help her with the spring cleaning.
Oh, don't you do it, Mayor. Spring cleaning is awful.
Yeah?
My pa's all wore out from it.
Your father's worn out from spring cleaning?
Yeah. Ma was laying the new carpet and didn't have no measuring stick.
Yeah?
And Pa being just 5 feet tall, Ma kept laying them down and picking them up, laying them down. Terrible.
Yo, I bet your father must have been a great help.
Yeah, he started to clean out the cellar, and he sure did.
Yeah.
One drink at a time. Pa finally went upstairs and a piece of the ceiling fell on Pa's head, but Ma wasn't worried.
Your mother wasn't worried? Why?
Oh, she's used to seeing Pa plastered.
Your mother and father must get along beautifully.
Well, sometimes Ma annoys them.
Yeah?
The other day she sold his best suit to a junk man, and what do you think?
What?
She never discovered till bedtime that Pa was in the suit.
Yep. I'll bet at that she was glad to get him back.
Oh, wait, she ain't heard the half of it. Pa found a book in the attic saying that a milk bath was wonderful for the complexion.
Yeah, milk bath was wonderful for the complexion and?
And poor Pa cut himself all up trying to get into the milk bottle. Ma felt terrible.
She did?
Sure, she lost a 2-cent deposit on the bottle.
Yep. Go on, operator. Tell me some more about your spring cleaning. Go on.
Well, this is the payoff.
Yeah.
Pa put floor wax on all the stairs, and Ma forgot about it.
Yeah.
She slipped on the top step, and halfway down, she ran into Pa and fell on top of him.
Yeah, what happened then?
They both slid all the way down to the bottom, and Pa looked up and says, "Madam, you'll have to get off. This is as far as I go."
Yep.
Hey, Eddie.
Yeah.
Eddie. Do you know that Bobby Breen's been trying to find you?
Where is he? Send him... Oh, hello, Bobby. Bobby.
Daddy, I think I've got the man to play Rhett Butler.
Good. Who is he?
Me.
Yep. Bobby. Bobby, what do you know about love?
You should have seen me at the party yesterday. He came with her and Shirley Temple and all the other girls. He had ice cream and cake and played post office.
How did you like it?
Oh, the post office was good.
Tell me, Bobby, who kissed you at the party?
Shirley Temple.
Yeah?
But, you know, I didn't like the way she went about it.
Yeah, how do you like that? 9.5 years old and is worrying about technique. No, sir, you can't play Rhett Butler. You just wouldn't know how to be romantic.
Oh, no? No? There are names for mine. The fair lady's window, just the same serenade that I tenderly played on a night long ago. There were stars in the sky, and I sang neath the roses, but she gave not a sign that she'd ever be mine, and my love story closes. Oh, why must the south wind be bringing in? Oh, why must my heart keep on singing? Serenading the night from the past. Refrain, oh, my heart aches again for that lost love of
one solution. I've got to get the finest actor in America to play Rhett Butler, and the best is none too good.
You said it, Skippel. Here I am.
You here again. I thought I got rid of you last week.
No, sir. I got to have a part in Gone with the Windshield.
Yep, no, wait a minute.
It's wind, not windshield. And look, if you want to be an actor, you better drop that dialect.
Not me. Oh, no, sir. I can't do it. I cannot do it positively.
Yeah, why not? Why not?
Once a Yankee, always a Yankee.
A Yankee. Look, I can't use you. I want an actor.
Well, I got $1,000 for one evening in a theater.
Wait a minute. You got $1,000 for one evening in a theater?
Sure. It was bank night, and I won.
Get out of here. That must have made you feel great when you left the theater.
Vice versa. I was very unhappy.
Unhappy after winning $1,000?
Yeah, I didn't like the picture. Yep.
And I wouldn't like you in this picture, Gone with the Wind.
I got my non-picture.
You have?
Yes, yeah. Listen to the plot.
Go ahead.
I tried to kiss Jean Harlow. She wouldn't let me.
Yes.
I tried to kiss Joan Crawford. She wouldn't let me.
Uh-huh.
I tried to kiss Carol Lombard. She wouldn't let me.
Yeah, tell me, what picture is that?
Three Smart Girls.
Yeah. Well, listen. Yes, it is. They're certainly smart if they don't want to kiss you.
That's why I got a new leading lady for my play. You know her?
Who?
Alice Faye.
Alice Faye?
Yeah.
It's Faye. Faye to you.
All right. Faye to me. Faye to you.
Go away, you fool. I need a romantic figure. You see, love makes the world go round.
Yeah.
There are millions of women listening to us tonight, and they all want to be loved. Why, in this audience here in the studio, there must be at least 500 women, and they all want to be loved.
All right. Send them up two at a time.
Jack Renard and his orchestra play their own version of the new torch song, Gone with the Wind. I think I've got the girl for Scarlett O'Hara.
Who?
Did you see the new picture, Top of the Town?
Don't tell me you've got Ella Logan.
Yes, sir, and if she's as big a hit in Gone with the Wind as she is in Top of the Town, we're okay. Come in, Miss Logan.
What?
Hello, Ella.
Greetings there, Chanter. You know, I'm crazy about playing Scotland McHara.
Yeah, wait a minute, wait a minute. I didn't think you'd fit the part. I'm Scotch myself, and I know.
Oh, I have my juice. You talk like a Scot, and you look like a Scot. But when you sing, I'd love to spend, you're not Scott.
Yep. Well, look, if you want to play Scarlett, I'd like to try you out.
Oh, I must have bagpipes to put me in the mood.
Oh, bagpipes wouldn't help you? Even the bagpipers themselves are disgusted. Did you ever notice when they finish how disgusted they are? Let me give you an imitation of bagpipes with just me nose and me Adam's apple. Listen. Ella, let me hear you read something so I'll know whether you're good for Scarlett O'Hara.
Well, what shall I say?
Oh, just read anything at all. Something that doesn't matter. Say, fire chief costs no more than ordinary gasoline. Go ahead.
Fire chief costs no more than ordinary gasoline.
Beautiful. Say it again. Go ahead.
Fire chief costs no more than ordinary gasoline. Hey, wait a minute. That line doesn't make any sense to me.
It may not make sense to you, but it makes dollars for the sponsor.
Are you going to drive me with Scarlett O'Hara?
Go ahead. Now, read the top line and then follow the directions. Go ahead.
Okay. Rex, my honey child, I'm crazy about you. Hey, wait a minute. It says here, kiss Rex.
All right, figure that I'm Rex. Go on. Give a kiss. Go ahead.
All right, here's a kiss.
Go ahead. Wait a minute. You call that a kiss? You can kiss.
Oh, yes, he can.
Yep. Ella, what's the meaning of this?
Well, this morning you told me to rehearse with the orchestra.
I meant rehearse your music.
That's a fine time to tell me.
By yon bonny bank, and by yon bonny brae, for the sun shines bright on Loch Lomond, where me and my true love will never meet again. On the bonny, bonny banks of Loch Lomond, so you pack the high road, I'll pack the low road, and I'll be in Scotland for ye, where me and my true love will never meet again. On the bonny, bonny banks of Loch Lomond. Oh, you take the high road, I'll take the low road, I'll be in Scotland, oh, boy, yeah, where me and my true love can never meet again. On the bonny, bonny banks of Loch Lomond. Oh, you take the high road, I'll take the low road, I'll be in Scotland, oh, boy, yeah, for me and my true love again, on the bonny, bonny bank of Loch Lomond. Now, fellas, you take the high note, and I'll take the low note, and I'll be in Scotland for ye, where me and my true love will never meet again.
But take my advice and don't try to play Gone with the Wind with a Scotch dialect.
Well, why not?
Well, because where in the world am I going to get a red butler with a Scotch dialect, huh?
Come on, skipper! It's a braabrecht moonlecht nicht tonight.
Oddy Auerbach, are you here again? I'm looking for a Scotchman.
I'm a Highlander.
Yeah. Wait a minute. From the Scotch Highlands?
No, Catalina Highlands.
Yeah. You'll never convince us you're Scotch. Do you know who Bob Burns is?
Sure, he's with Bing Crosby and he plays a bazooka.
A bazooka? <Yeah. laughs> No. I mean the immortal Robert Burns, the Scotch poet.
Oh, well, if you like that kind of stuff, listen.
Go ahead.
I come from bonnie Scotchland with my kilts above my knees.
Yeah.
And the sweet scent of the heather is carried in the breeze. Yeah. When I hear the Highland music, I'm always doff my hat.
But I never saw a Scotchman with a puss like that.
That's right. See, Auerbach, she won't play with you.
Oh, come. Don't dilly-dally.
Yeah.
I'm a great lover. I'm a Don Juan.
Yeah, Don Juan is right. You want a lover, but she Don Juan.
Try him out anyway, Mayor Cantor.
All right. I'll back. The first thing you do is go to Ella.
What's that?
I said go to Ella.
You can't talk like that to me.
No. Go. You're on. Go to Ella Logan. Come on now. Now read the line. Remember, this is the love scene. Artie, come on now. Give me a little life, boy.
Life, boy. See, we're on the wrong program.
No, you. Go on. Go on and play the scene. Now remember, I want you to put everything you got into it. Now go ahead.
Okay.
Put everything you got into it. Go ahead.
Okay. I love you, Scarlet, with two pair of pants, a suit of flannel underwear, a broken phonograph.
Wait a minute. What are you doing?
You told me to put everything I got into it.
Will you please read? Just read this. I love you, Scarlet.
I love you, Scarlet.
Whoopee!
Scarlet, I love you.
Whoopee!
Ella, wait a minute. What is that whoopee for? Whoopee won't get you anywhere.
Well, whoopee certainly got you places. Yep.
Wait a minute. This will never do. Maybe you'll get along better playing it with Renard, huh?
Aye, he's a bunny lad.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, he's bony from the neck up.
Oh, give me another chance, Skipper.
All right, continue. And do exactly... Look at Artie. Do exactly what the part calls for. Go ahead.
Okay.
Yep.
Hey, stop!
Wait a minute. What are you doing? What are you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing what it says in the part.
The part reads, before he leaves, he thanks her.
Oh, I thought it says, before he leaves, he thanks her.
No, you're...
Well, Eddie, are you going to take my advice someday and use your own people for Gone with the Wind?
I guess you're right, Jimmy. Hand me that blonde wig.
Okay, what are you going to do?
I'm going to play Scarlett O'Hara myself, and you, James, you're promoted.
I play Rhett Butler.
Now,
all right,
wait a minute.
Here I go now.
No, wait, give me a chance to put on the wig. Give me a chance.
All right, got the wig
now,
all on now?
Go ahead, Jimmy.
All set, huh? All right, here we go. Here we go now.
Darling,
yes.
When I look into your big brown eyes, oh, something comes over me.
Jimmy, I don't know what came over you, but I think you better wear the wig.
Listen here, if that's the way you feel about it, you go ahead and play Red Butler yourself.
All right, I will, but I still need someone for Scarlett.
Eddie, I could play it if I had the wig.
All right, here's the wig. Here's the wig, Jack, and from now on, you're Scarlett. You're Scarlett. Go ahead.
How do I look with blonde curls, Eddie?
Jack, you look like Shirley Temple on a Mack truck. Well, anyway, look, let's do it. Anyway, the scene opens with me sitting on a chair, and you're sitting on my lap, Renard.
Yeah.
Now, give me a chair, somebody. Here we go. Now, do me a favor and sit lightly. Sit lightly on me, Jack, will you?
What? Good heavens, Renard broke the chair, and they're on the floor.
He didn't break the chair, he broke the floor. I'll do this scene if it takes a dozen... Give me another chair and send for an ambulance, will you?
Eddie, this time I'll really sit lightly on you.
All right, take it easy, Jack. Are you comfortable? Oh! I know when he gets up, I'll look as flat as a pancake.
Now that I'm on your lap, what do we do?
Read the first line, Scarlett.
Rhett, I could sit on your lap forever and a day.
Yeah, Jack, 5 minutes would cripple me.
I don't think you're going to be good as Scarlett. Get off my lap.
What?
I said get off my lap.
No, sir. If you won't let me play the part, I'm going on strike.
Strike?
Yes, a sit-down strike.
I'm ruined.
Ladies and gentlemen, since Jack Renard refuses to get off Eddie Cantor's lap, the mayor has asked me to say this about the name contest. The judges, Rupert Hughes, Walt Disney, and Burns and Allen, are busy looking over the names which you sent for our telephone operator. Now remember, the judge's decision will be final, and the name selected becomes the property of this program. And next Sunday night, Eddie will announce the winner of the trip to Hollywood. And until then, remember...
Jack, will you please get off my lap, or do I have to send for Governor Murphy of Michigan?
No, I won't move.
I love to spend each Sunday with you. As friend to friend, I'm sorry it's true.
Good night.
Car owners, don't forget, lubricate with Marfax, M-A-R-F-A-K, for safety, for comfort, for greater trade-in allowance on your automobile. Ask your technical dealer about the many extra services included in each Marfax job. And listen again next week, same time, same station, for Eddie Cantor and Technical Town. Until then, whenever you hear the siren and bell, remember Texaco Fire Chief Gasoline. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
B-U-L-O-V-A, Bulova Watch Time, WABC, New York.